This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And abolishing the police is in the news lately. Evidently, several cities are actually putting forth ideas for abolishing their police departments.
Now, and of course, replacing it with a bunch of other stuff.
Are they? I don't know, because I haven't read the details.
Well, they'll need more paramedics, and because they want the EMTs to actually perform the same position, the same jobs that the police are currently. So they'll need those guys. They'll need more psychological people who are able to talk down crazy people. Yeah, the money is not going to get any less. In fact, if anything, it's probably going to go up.
Well, I don't necessarily mind paying money for individuals to go out there and assist people who are having panic attacks or whatever, or just bits of depression, whatever.
Absolutely. Until one of them gets hurt, and then they're like, we're not armed well enough. And then they start arming. They'll start with the tasers, and then they'll get the spray. And before you know it, they'll be just as armed. I mean, it might take a decade or two, but this is it's interesting. It's very curious. I mean, we've been talking about abolishing police all over, everywhere, forever. Well, at least the stateies. I mean, why do we even need those guys? If you got little old blue shirt, you know, helping grandma across the street and, you know, downtown, I mean, that's one thing. But these parasites, pirates, these road pirates. Good God, man! Why do we need those guys? Someone explain to me why we need state police.
I don't have an answer.
And none of them are elected. You know, the sheriff is the only law enforcement officer who's accountable to somewhat accountable to the folks.
Speaking of sheriff, I'm filing tomorrow to run for sheriff.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We should check and see if you've got competition.
Oh, that's true.
How did your, because I know you ran, what, last year or the year before?
I ran for city councilor last year and 2 years ago for sheriff.
How did that turn out?
Well,
you ran as a libertarian 2 years ago, didn't you?
Oh, that's
you not?
True. Yeah. And this year, I'm running as a Republican. I can't not laugh when I say that.
I don't know how you guys can stand it.
Well, you just don't take it seriously.
It's all a joke, man. Everything's a joke.
So basically, you're just LARPing.
Just real life trolling, whatever you want to call it.
LARPing as a Republican. I'm not a Republican. I just identify as one.
Do they at least have like treats and stuff at these meetings? They have
Republican meetings?
Like coffee and
donuts.
They
don't have meetings anymore, dude. COVID has destroyed
real life. Oh, God. Why are we still talking about it? And, of course, I bring in three articles all about COVID because you'd think with all these riots taking place and all these people not social distancing any longer, they're all getting together and having a great old time, you'd think people would start to
People
get
are still
over
walking
it.
Around in medical authoritarian slave world, man.
It is worse. Going on. It is worse than ever.
It
you
is.
Think so?
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to agree.
Really?
I've seen more masks in the last 2 weeks than I saw in the last two months.
And yet we have articles left and right coming out talking about how the numbers are down, the masks don't work, or you don't need to if you are asymptomatic. And the same thing, the World Health Organization's coming out.
They now said.
A systematic spread of coronavirus is very rare.
Asymptomatic.
Correct.
Asymptomatic, meaning from people who are not showing symptoms, they're not particularly virulent.
Which is 99% of the population right now. So
the whole thing was
The whole thing was overhyped. And I'm starting to lean more towards, you know, what are we, 3.5 months in or whatever?
Has it really been that long?
The more I look at it, it was definitely overhyped.
Oh, yes.
But I'm starting to think the whole thing's, I'm leaning towards hoax. I'm learning towards
really?
I'm leaning towards faker.
Coronavirus is a real thing, supposedly. Yes. There's just a bunch of them, and, you know, it's probably not that worse than any other coronavirus we've ever had. And some people got sick, and some people died, and this time they just counted in a very liberal fashion how many people died.
Oh, did you see that George Floyd, who was killed by police, in case people somehow missed it, he tested positive for COVID-19.
Of course he did.
By the way, as an aside, as of today at least, there are no candidates for Republican Cheshire County Sheriff.
Okay.
So old Earl Nelson didn't show up there today. Maybe he's going tomorrow. I don't know. But just for listeners who aren't familiar, Earl Nelson is the guy who's run as a Republican candidate for sheriff here in Cheshire County for, like, what, the last four times?
Yep.
So eight, like, over the last decade, basically, he's run and failed to defeat the current sheriff, who is Eli Rivera. And so, you know, maybe he's going to call it a day and not enter the race. I don't know.
That's my suspicion.
He's getting up there too in years.
He's definitely retired.
He's the definition of a good old boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was the one who in the Union Leader article about the sheriff's candidates 2 years ago was like, you can't just say you're not going to follow the law or you're not going to enforce the laws. I can say that.
Because that's what you were saying. You were saying that. And that's what he was responding to, right? Yeah.
So yeah. It's going to be fun doing that tomorrow. I kind of wish that I was waiting until Friday for some reason, because if they find out I file, if they're checking it, they're like, oh, no, we got to get Nelson out there.
I don't know.
They fielded someone to run against me for Ward 2, despite knowing that I was running for
Rep. That's why they put her in there.
Yes, without a doubt. So well, if they find out I filed, they're immediately going to...
Yeah, that's a good question. Is it best to file early, or is it better to file later on? Because, you know,
I think for most people, early is probably better.
Mm-hmm.
But for me specifically, later is probably the winner.
If you wait too long, someone who wasn't really planning on running will throw their hat in the...
Well, that's pretty much me. I made the decision to run yesterday.
Right.
Solely on the fact that no one else had filed yet, so...
I don't know. I don't think I'm running anymore.
Really?
For anything ever.
For anything. I'm tired of it.
Really?
See,
all right.
I don't know how you can be tired of it, man. It's nonstop.
7 years of this nonsense.
Okay, fair, I guess. I don't know. Maybe you're taking too seriously if you're tired of it. To me, it's just...
If you're not having fun, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, sure. So you have to do the troll and the LARP?
Well, we are Republicans, Conan.
I know. Well, I'm not.
So... Donald Trump, no one knows what to make of Donald Trump right now. My mind is still reeling from the fact that, you know, he is the only president of my lifetime not to have started a war that we know about. I mean, he may have started some secret military action in some country around the world, but...
What was the war that Barack Obama...
He's continuing all the skirmishes that have been taking...
Obama started Syria.
Mm. Okay.
I thought, well, or did he escalate it? Weren't we already over there?
Well, he's the one who put the American military on the ground in Syria.
Okay.
That's what I would categorize as a war.
Well, okay. He's only been in 3 years, Ari. He's going to have another four years.
But if he loses in 2020?
He's not.
I don't know, man.
Running against...
He's out there saying...
Running against creepy, smelly boy Biden?
Well, no. Biden just stepped in at the yesterday saying that he doesn't support reforms to the police.
No, he didn't. So,
yeah.
He's speaking at George Floyd's funeral.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, he's already spoken
there. Is he wearing one of those scarves like the rest of the Democrats? One of those black scarves?
I just hope he's wearing pants.
Okay, let me restate. National Review says Biden rejects calls to defund police departments. So he may support, quote, reforms, but none of these reforms are going to be in any way significant.
Yeah.
So
paper reforms.
Yeah.
Nothing
I mean,
else.
It's hard to imagine that people are going to be excited about him. He will get votes because he's not Trump.
Yeah.
But the question is, how many?
Mm. Well, how many people can be excited about Trump?
The Trumpsters, man. I mean, they love this guy. Everything that he does, they believe that is this. They believe
but
the
he didn't
whole
do
narrative.
Anything they wanted him to
I
do.
I know that, but they believe the whole narrative that he is striking at the, you know, the root of the swamp, right? Like that he's draining the swamp. That it's 4D chess or 12D chess.
He's working right alongside Q.
Yeah, they totally buy this stuff. Did you see the thing about the Q religion?
No.
Oh, God.
Oh, dude, Vincent played on one of his last shows that he did here, and he played these clips of these Q followers and, like, how deep they are into this. Like, they're training their kids to believe in Q, and I don't think it was satire. I really don't think it was satire. It was like, these people follow this person's every word, and they believe it is the true word. From
Trump is using it to his advantage, because he's always throwing in the Q icons there during his speeches.
QAnon is a 4chan poster, basically, right?
Who knows who he is?
I don't know.
Or she, or it.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Talk Radio. radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site. And all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. Now, I assume everyone out there has heard or seen the video of the 75-year-old man in, what was this, New York City where this happened?
Buffalo, wherever that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
New York.
That's New York State. In Buffalo, who approached the police or was in the way of the police or whatever, and they pushed him down quite aggressively, causing him to bleed out of his ear.
He knocked his head on the pavement.
Yeah. I've seen conspiracies suggesting that you can clearly see a bulge of fake blood behind his head, and you can see where the tube was fed into his ear. Now, people are nuts, man.
We heard this the other night on the air. I don't think you weren't on this show, but I think it was a couple nights ago. Some guy called in from like Twitch or something like that, and I hadn't heard this conspiracy theory yet, so it was the first time that we were introduced to it. And so not only were they claiming that the blood was fake, which is quite a claim, but they were also claiming that this guy, the 75-year-old man, was using his phone to somehow scan the phones of the police officers by putting his phone within near-field communication of the other phone to somehow pick up some sort of information that would somehow be valuable to Antifa or something.
And either to black out the police technology or to actually scan it. Who knows? But
it
I don't.
Doesn't work like that.
That's not how NFC works at all.
Exactly. So who knows? I had heard about the blood.
Well, you're more likely to be able to hack their satellite signal than NFC.
Okay. Who knows, Conan? The people who know are people who know how phones work.
Well, what if it wasn't a phone?
Huh?
What if it wasn't a phone?
What if what wasn't a phone?
Whatever he was waving in the cop's belt. So now, Ian,
I'm going to go back to the video now.
I watched it. And of course, I heard about the blood theory like last week. But I had never even thought about it. But I had never actually watched the video. I just saw the picture of the dude lying and the blood pulling out of his ear. But after the tweet, I'm like, what are you talking about? What was he waving? What was he trying to scan? And so I watched it six times.
His phone, dude.
He's sitting there looking right at the cop's belt, and he is waving his phone up and down.
What's happening, man?
He does this little motion where he, like, taps the officer's arm with it.
But you're not watching a good...
I'm watching... Do you have a different...
What is he doing, man?
Some people, when they talk, they gesture, right? So if I'm gesturing in the studio...
But you're looking at the camera. You're looking at me. He is looking right at the cop's belt, and he's waving his hand up and down. Why?
He's not going up and down,
first of all.
He's got his
phone in his hand, and he's gesturing around as the cops are approaching him. He's just talking to the cops.
Watch his eyes. Look where he is. look where he is looking.
In this video, it may be HD quality, but you still can't get details like that out of this video.
Okay.
To me, it looks like
I already mentioned where the guy is looking.
Okay, I already mentioned that is not a good quality video. I'll find you.
Find a good one. I agree with you. This is not a good video because CNN blurs out the man's head when he takes the phone. You can't see the actual blood pouring out of this man's head. And so the major theory is that this guy was like some sort of professional activist who'd been trained on how to take a fall, and that he took a fall on purpose.
Well, he messed up.
And by the way, that is not how someone falls whenever they get pushed. unless you are a cripple. Maybe the guy's so
old. What are you talking about? He's clearly trying to do the best he can to control the fall when he's falling backwards.
What are you talking about? There is no video of him actually falling.
It's
a split second. You don't actually see him hitting the pavement.
You don't see him hitting the pavement.
You don't
that
fall
is true.
Straight back like that.
Yes, dude, yes. He stumbles backwards as he's trying to, hit the ground as hard, and then he goes down. I mean, dude, he's 75 years old, he's tall, he's skinny, he gets shoved by some big cop.
it looks he pretty clear that he did lose his balance and was just trying to get his feet back under himself.
And of course, crossed his feet, too. Because everyone does that as soon as they start to lose their balance.
Well, yeah, that's what it means to lose your balance, is that your feet are no longer underneath your center of mass, and you're trying to get them back under you.
You spread your feet, you spread your weight out and try to distribute the weight. You don't cross your legs, which makes you more of a pivot.
He's not just falling in a vacuum, though. He was pushed. Applied momentum for his body to be moving a particular direction.
Hey, I'm not saying he didn't crush his head and was actually bleeding out of his ear, but I'm saying he's not one of those guys, then. I'm saying he intentionally fell hard. That's all I'm saying.
And gave himself permanent
brain
damage?
Why would someone do that? Presumably.
Because he's a victim.
He's bleeding from his ears.
Maybe. I didn't say he was trying to kill himself.
To say that this man was falling hard or harder than he would normally have fallen is, I'm sorry, there's no way you can prove that claim, first of all. There's certainly no evidence for it.
Especially when we don't actually have good video of him falling.
It wouldn't make any difference anyway. You can see 90 plus percent of this particular fall in this video.
Yeah, the only thing you don't see is his head actually hitting the pavement.
I mean, my God, fact that there are people defending the police in this circumstance, and now Donald Trump himself.
Oh, by the way, I'm not defending the police. I'm not.
I know you're not.
I'm saying both of these.
But that's ultimately what the purpose of this is. The purpose of calling this old guy a problem here is to deflect the attention from what the police did to him. All right, so Conan, you've got another video here. Somebody's taken a slow-mo. It looks like the Chiron from the bottom has been removed.
Will you send it to the chat so that I can watch it as well?
Which is helpful. Yeah. Here he's clearly speaking to the officer. He's gesturing towards the officer. You can even see his phone appears to actually have a camera active, so he probably had it in camera mode at that point. He goes down. He loses his balance. He's putting his hands down to try to, you know, soften the blow a little bit, and he crosses his legs afterwards.
And he landed on his butt. So when did his head make contact?
When it hit the concrete! What momentum is?
Yeah.
You guys, dude. I guess you guys have never fallen before. That's all I'm saying.
I fell, not on tape, but I did fall this year outside of this house right next to my car when it was icy out. And I took my legs went straight out from underneath me, and I went down. And luckily,
Was there snow and ice on the ground?
Just fall backwards.
There was
like
ice
planks.
On the ground.
Yeah, you got the ice. This guy is on pavement.
And he was. He's a 75-year-old man pushed by a cop. I dread to think of how many 75-year-old men there are out there who could actually withstand being pushed by a cop.
You've got this cop pushes his. However, he's probably fat, 200-pound cop. Pushes with this guy. Now, maybe it wasn't with all of his might, but was enough to make this wiry, skinny old dude take a fall, and his head probably snapped back when the rest of his body hit the ground, and he was bleeding. I mean, the idea that this is somehow fake, I think it's ridiculous.
I would have to agree. 855-450-3733. Do you think it's real? Do you think it's fake? Let us know what you think.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows saying on Capitol Hill that President Trump wants to overhaul police laws sooner rather than later. This comes on the heels of George Floyd's funeral taking place in Houston. Floyd was laid to rest after the nearly 3.5-hour service. Floyd was buried next to his mother. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says extra unemployment benefits meant to help people are now causing problems.
As it appears, most recipients are being paid more on unemployment insurance than they were when working. This, of course, discourages people from returning to work or taking a new job, thus delaying the recovery.
Grassley, opening the Senate Finance Committee hearing, also says the money was poorly targeted, and the Dow lost 300 points on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. Former Vice President Joe Biden is breaking with Black Lives Matter when it comes to defunding the police. He tells CBS News,
I don't support defunding the police. I support conditioning federal aid to police based on whether or not they meet certain basic standards of decency and honorableness and, in fact, are able to demonstrate they can protect the community and everybody in the community.
Biden, the presumptive presidential nominee. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing Democrat leaders at the state and local level for allowing mass protests but not opening places of worship. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says the inconsistency from leaders has been baffling because apparently protests are now permissible, but prayer is still too dangerous.
Politicians do not get to play red light, green light within the First Amendment. The Bill of Rights is not some a la carte menu that leaders may sample as they please.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Kearney.
And Intercoin is built to help democratize power to the people and their local communities. Cryptography enables people to hold secure and private elections about any matter of community governance. It could even be used for securely tallying and reporting results for national elections. Intercoin has also pioneered provably random polling that is unaffected by poor voter turnout or spoiler effects. It can be used to continuously adjust levers of monetary policy, such as how much UBI to issue the next day. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that have been lost in the real world and on the internet, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, then check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Well, other people have thoughts about the falling old man, so let's go to those. We've got Chris calling from Ohio. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I don't get to say this very often, but I agree with Conan 100%.
Uh-oh. Tell us why.
Well, the guy waving his phone, looking where he was aiming it, it just felt like he was trying to scan for like an RFID badge or something so that he could clone it. Not necessarily the NFC, but just an RFID badge.
Okay, so are you saying that you know that officers have RFID badges?
I don't know stuff like that.
Okay, so you're completely speculating then.
Well, I know that phones don't have RFID readers. They do occasionally have RFID transmitters to work as, you know, television remotes and things like that, but I think even that's been discontinued, and it was only a few models of phones that did so.
Yeah, so I don't think the technology is within phones to do the things you're talking about doing.
Possibly. You might be right, but it looked very suspicious, especially when he was looking at what he was scanning to aim for.
Well,
also, that was one of the mildest pushes I've seen in a long time.
Really?
How mild of a push does it have to be to
barely
not
even
knock
off
down a 75-year-old man?
If you're an old guy and you may not have the best balance in the world anymore, because that's one of the things that can go in your old age.
I mean, there's a reason so many elderly people fall and, you know, break their hips and things like that.
Yeah.
It happens.
I've fallen and I can't get up. Remember that one?
That's an old commercial.
Yeah.
I think he was ready. He was almost egging them on so that he could do his stage dive.
He may have been egging them on, okay? He was clearly a lone guy standing in a sea of police officers. So one thing's for sure about this guy is he's got some huevos on him, right? Like, those cops were coming in. I'm just going to presume, based on, and I don't know a whole lot about this, but I'm going to presume that those cops were coming into an area where previously there had been a larger number of people. Just because of the way they're coming at the camera, right?
Sure.
There's a large phalanx of police coming in. They're on what appears to be like a series of steps going up to a building, so they're probably at like City Hall or something like that. And these cops are coming in. This guy was the one who decided he was going to stay and, you know, say whatever it is that he says. And I've not heard if there's audio associated with this yet. I've not actually seen that.
There apparently are verses that you can hear his head crack on the pavement.
God.
Yeah, so I don't
there were some sign holders behind him. But
yeah, there were a few.
But there wasn't a whole lot. And I think the original story was he was going to return the helmet or something.
Who knows? Who knows? But, I mean, obviously he's willing to interact with these police at a certain level that other people are not. But that doesn't mean that all of a sudden he deserves to be pushed. That doesn't mean that, oh, well, the push was not a big deal. I mean, for people to try to find all the other problems with this that don't really exist, and most of them are completely manufactured in their head, it suggests that they're trying to distract from what actually happened, which is that this old man was attacked by these police officers when the professional thing to do, sir, the professional thing to do would be to not push this man, even if it's barely, like you said it is, and it wasn't, but the professional thing to do would be to take him into custody and do that without pushing him, which is what they do 5 seconds later in the video when they take the next man into custody without pushing him. Did you watch that part?
Yeah, but the push was basically a reaction to the waving near.
So you're making excuses for it.
So, look, I got to be honest with you. If I was walking in a direction and somebody came up and got in my way and started waving their phone around or up and down, scanning, whatever these people think happens.
Whatever technology Antifa has.
My first reaction would not be to assault them.
No. Nope.
It would be to say,
walk around them.
What the hell are you doing? And walk around them.
Or if you're a cop and your job is to arrest the people that are there, because you and I would just walk around them because we're not, you know, aggressive, crazy people. But the police have a job to arrest the people that are in that particular area. Usually what happens is they come into the protest area and they say, you must disperse. If you do not disperse, you will be arrested. And they give people a chance to leave most of the time. There are exceptions to this, right?
Sure.
And then they come in and then they make arrests. And that's what they could have done with this guy. And that's what they were doing with the other guy that, if you watch again the rest of the video, he appears within 10 seconds, this other younger guy who the police surround, and they move him along. And they could have done the same thing with this guy. You say, caller, that, well, it was just a push, was just a reaction. Well, professionals in that particular role don't react that way. A professional who is confronted with a wiry 75-year-old man in the streets who's waving his phone around or scanning his phone or whatever it is he's doing, would simply grab him by the arms, put his hands behind his back, and put handcuffs on him. Okay? There were plenty of cops there to where even if this man was not a skinny 75-year-old, this guy probably doesn't even weigh what I do. I mean, he looks like he's almost nothing. If he'd been three times the weight, they still would have had enough guys there to take him down without having to shove him to the ground.
Chris, let me ask you a question real quick. Okay?
Shove.
You say they barely shoved the old man. I'm going to say the amount. Okay, yeah, sure, whatever. I'm going to say the amount of force that they used became completely irrelevant when he began bleeding from his head. Whether they, even if they just brushed him aside gently, the fact is they caused him to fall and gave him a severe head injury. You're not supposed to bleed from your head. When you do, something very bad has happened.
It reminded me of Chekhov's ear from Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, when
there
the bug comes out.
Maybe. No. Hold on. That's good. Let's go.
Thanks for the call.
Let's go with that.
Thank you, Chris.
So he actually had one of those brain worms or whatever it was, and the cop actually knocked it right out of his head. So he saved the old man.
That's
he's a hero.
Yeah, you ought to get on 4chan with that one. Maybe they'll start touting that one around.
Well, wait for Q to pick it up.
There you go.
No, I'm not a member of the QAnon religion that I just found out about this evening.
Yeah.
Well, it seems that Trump might be to some extent. Coming to us from CNN, on Tuesday morning, the president tweeted a right-wing conspiracy theory that the man, 75-year-old Martin Gugino, could be an Antifa provocateur who was pushed away after appearing to scan police communications in order to black out the equipment.
Here's the other thing.
This is why you need John McAfee to be president, because he would know that technology doesn't work that
right.
way.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. If it's true that this guy was an Antifa, you know, pro, right? Like he's been training with the best of
who
them on how to
take these
fall.
People?
George Soros, right? That's what they all say. But
well, they also say we're getting paid from the Koch Foundation.
Yeah, hasn't happened in a long time. There was a time when Cato did sponsor the show for some purpose. They had some conference or something like that. So it has happened that we have taken Koch money.
But when we go to rallies and demonstrations and stuff, it's not because the Koch Foundation is writing us a check.
No. But what I wanted to say was, if it were true, let's accept as true that this old man, he's a pro. He's been taking the classes with Antifa on how to take a fall, and he's ready. He's ready to take a fall for Antifa. That's yet another reason why the police should behave like professionals and not push the man down. Don't give him the chance.
Yeah. 855-450-3733. What do you think? Is Trump right? Is this an Antifa provocateur? Was he pushed away after appearing to scan police communications? Let us know. 855-450-3733.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing. Mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports too. Don't wait, every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever is on your mind, that toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about this event that happened in Buffalo, New York, where this old man was pushed down by police officers. Evidently, he was pushed very gently.
According to our last caller.
Not that this matters, because he still fell and cracked his head open on the pavement, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Yeah, I can imagine. But anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Dave calling from New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, folks. I wanted to update you on an incident that they've been talking about quite a bit over at Black Lives Matter NH, their Facebook group.
Oh.
And just stop me if you've already talked about this, but the Hampton police incident.
No, what's going on?
You guys talked about this. So apparently, I've looked at the video clips I could find, and I guess a Hampton, the BLM folks are claiming that a guy called police on another guy for being too loud. At an outdoor restaurant, and they have seen the video of the arrest. The police did say they were arresting a guy for disorderly conduct. And in the video, the people who are involved, they're not bringing race into it, right? They're just raising heck over the fact that their friend was arrested.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a black guy arrested, and the guy who called police... The one they're accusing of calling police is a white guy out at this beach area, beach restaurant area. And so the BLM folks have injected sort of a racial element to it. And it looks like, you know, a very small, unhappy crowd, right, reacting to the police. They're screaming at the police, basically. And
good.
Now, this isn't a video of the arrest happening.
There is a video of the arrest happening. It's a dramatic video.
My question is, the people screaming at the police, they're in the video of the arrest? Or are they, like, screaming at the police on Facebook? That's why I'm trying to find out.
No, the people in the video are screaming. It looked like a tense scene. But again, the fact that it's a disorderly conduct charge is an indication that it's probably a BS charge. But I didn't see any proof that the arrest was just for being loud. Does that make sense? So that's what they're claiming, and that may be the truth.
But was the guy who was arrested, was he actually participating as a protester, or was he just at a bar drinking too much and getting rowdy?
Well, it sounds like there wasn't a protest at the time. It was just some people
that's what I'm asking.
Restaurant.
Yes.
So now it's turned into a protest.
Well, now they're protesting what happened. Just people trying to have fun at a bar, right? And one of the gals, she went and confronted the person that she thought called the police, right? She confronts him, gets video of him, screams at him, does not try to do anything to him. He orders her to stay away from him. And then the video just stops. You know, there's these very short clips of two short clips, and there's all this stuff you don't see. You just wonder what was not filmed and what was missed. But the BLM folks are, I think, scheduling a demonstration in Hampton. And another thing I noticed in the video was that the police
question. was everyone.
No, hang on, I'm in the middle of a sentence, Aria. You interrupt too much.
Okay, Dave. Have a good night. I was going to ask you a question related to the initial event before you got sidetracked onto the other one. My question was going to be, were all of the people who attended this thing at which the police were called black?
Not all of the people. The restaurant was mixed, but I think the group was like the group from a group from a particular table. I think all of those folks were black, but I'm not sure. It sounds like there was... like the friends of the person who was arrested, I think they were black.
Where does someone find this video? This is the first time.
Go to black. Just go to Facebook. It's Black Lives Matter NH.
Yeah, I can't do that. Is it on YouTube?
Well, that's not my problem.
Is it on? Is it anywhere else on the internet, or is it just a Facebook thing?
I don't know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being able to see things on Facebook. Why have you cut your nose off to spite your face?
Well, I mean, usually you can watch a video if you have a link to a thing on Facebook, because sometimes people post them publicly or whatever. Sure. I don't know if this is a public video or if this is a private video or how that works. I don't know. But you know, if you could find the link to it, maybe you could put it in our Discord server so people could check this out. Because it's one thing for us to sit here and talk about it. It's another thing for our listeners to be able to actually watch it.
I'm looking at a protest from June 1st. Is this the one, or is this the one that was happened yesterday?
I don't know when it happened.
Yeah, would you mind doing that, Dave? Maybe drop it into the Discord chat? Maybe in the show?
I don't know. I don't have the capability of posting links to Discord.
Oh.
Okay, why would you cut off your nose to spite your face?
I don't know how to do it. I haven't done anything yet.
It's just copy and paste. I mean, it's just like any other program. You just copy the link from the thing that you want to copy, and then you paste it into Discord and press enter or return or whatever the thing would be, and that should take care of it. And that would be helpful.
You know, something else. It's interesting to watch this. This can go in two different directions, right? This whole set of demonstrations that we have over the last couple of weeks. And that is, you know, if this is an anti-police thing, that's for the most part. But
that's what you cut out. You said that's...
Oh, I just say, if this set of demonstrations that we have is an anti-police thing, that's good. Mm-hmm. But if this becomes all about dividing people by race, that's bad.
I haven't seen that. I mean, I've been at the last three Black Lives Matter. I haven't been all of them. There was one in Concord I missed, but I went to the Manchester one, I went to the Keene one, I went to the Nashville one, and I have not seen that being the case. You know, the people that have been at these, of course, it's New Hampshire, so they're super majority white at these various different protests. And, you know, most of the people who are speaking acknowledge that they have plenty of allies who are white people. And there are plenty of signs that are all about how there's only one race, the human race. And, of course, I like those signs. I like those signs because, you know, those, I think, have the best message. They're the most positive signs. So while there may be some individuals who are racist at these events, they certainly have not made themselves crystal clear. So I wouldn't think that that's going to be a problem, Dave.
Yeah, I
will see. It seems like you're starting to see, as I you know, I was just poking around the internet doing some stuff that I, you know, filling out some forms or whatnot. And it seems like I'm running into these corporate websites that are trying to, they used to lecture me about COVID every time I would log into every website, it seemed like. Now they want to lecture me about racism, which we're
really interesting.
Most of us are already against that, right? And I'm just there to fill out a credit card, right? I don't necessarily need to be lectured.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And I think that that may be an issue that you're bringing up in some other places, more so, like with some really racist black people, for instance, because there are racist blacks, right? There's, you know, somewhere out there, there's the equivalent of a black Christopher Cantwell.
Yeah.
There's somebody out there. I saw a video the other day. Somebody posted it into our Discord server of a black woman yelling at a man in a car how she hates Jewish people. So, I mean, there's plenty of racism out there. And I just don't think – I hope Dave is right and that there's not enough racism to make this some sort of a race war. I don't think that that's the case.
I don't think so either. I think most of the actual racism at this point is coming from people who go, no, all lives matter. And, I mean, that's not – that's not the point at all. I mean, they are running smack into the point and still missing it somehow.
I do agree with Ridley on the idea that this is not, this might have been about race the first couple of days, the first week. I don't believe that it is any longer. I do believe that it is another attempt to divide this country and to retain control over all the sheeple.
But cities throughout the United States are voting to abolish their police departments.
Well, hold on. That hasn't happened yet.
You're correct. They're talking about abolishing their police departments. What kind of wacky taking control of the people is that?
Someone is going to have to take their place.
Yes, paramedics, as you talked about in the first
episode. That's what they're saying is going to happen, but they're still going to need guys pushing old 75-year-olds over. And so what's going to happen is they are going to federalize and they can create a federal unit, which will have even less a standing with the community, and they'll be able to go there and do all kinds of nonsense, just like the UN UN soldiers that go into other countries.
I don't think Minneapolis City Council is going to want the federal government to come in and take over police.
No, I'm not saying I'm not saying they're going to have anything to do with it. I'm saying what's going to happen is they're not going to have a police force. Their city is going to continue to burn.
No, I don't think it will. Because
and you,
it's
give,
the
it,
police
you, and you give it a couple of years,
burn.
And there'll be people there, the remainders, who will want.
Are there
will,
still they, fires every night in Minneapolis? Is that still happening?
They will beg and plead that Trump send a federal unit and a new federalized police unit.
Well, I've got the president of the Minneapolis City Council who says she wants she aspires to have a, quote, police-free society. So,
awesome.
It'll be interesting.
I want
to
hear more about this.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.